Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I just wished also to express the high appreciation of Luxembourg for the work that's done by the Human Rights Committee. We were honoured to take part in the dialogue with the committee at this current session. In our view, the dialogue was very frank and very productive. We would also like to thank the members of the committee for all of the work that they've done in order to improve the functioning of its various procedures, in particular the simplified reporting procedure that will help us to keep on time with our reports in the future. We'd also like to thank the colleagues from Canada for this initiative that we've joined in with. And we would also like to thank all those who have spoken about other improvement measures, in particular the 8-year cycle and prioritisation. On our side, we will continue to think about how we might better support the committee as well as the other UN treaty bodies. I had the same question as other colleagues with regard to the exponential growth in individual communications. I think that's a question that we could perhaps go more into depth in the future about. And I also wanted to ask about civic space and the cooperation of the committee with NGOs, in particular during the COVID-19 pandemic. I think I could pose this question in two regards. On the one hand, there's the fact that there's been an increase in reprisals, which is very worrisome, against those people who cooperate with the UN and with this body. And then there's also the issue of how the committee has been able to ensure continued cooperation with civil society during the pandemic. I think that one of the members of the committee spoke about that, and we would really like to say that we appreciate the contribution of NGOs, and so it would interest us to